This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Mexican authorities are offering an $88,000 reward for tips leading to the arrest of the killers of a prominent newspaper editor. Last week, Francisco Ortiz Franco, co-editor of the investigative newspaper Zeta, was shot to death as he sat in his car with his two small children. Prosecutors are investigating whether there are any links between drug cartel members arrested in Tijuana a week ago and the murder. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, this latest murder highlights the risks reporters face in Mexico.
Just 2 days after Francisco Ortiz Franco was shot to death in Tijuana, dozens of journalists took to the street to protest his murder, waving white flags and applauding their slain colleague. They ended their march at the steps of the state attorney general's office. Teodoro Renteria, president of Mexico's Association of Journalists, demanded authorities stop the violence against reporters.
Ya basta. No es justo que los periodistas paguen con su sangre.
We've had enough, he says. It's not right that journalists pay with their blood just because they have the audacity to use their pens and microphones to denounce corruption and impunity. Zeta newspaper has built its reputation in Tijuana for going after corrupt officials, drug traffickers, and crooked politicians. It's also suffered the consequences for its boldness. In 1988, the paper's co-founder was murdered. Two bodyguards of prominent businessman Jorge Hank Ron were convicted in the murder. But Zeta's publisher, Jesus Blanconelis, has long maintained that Hank Ron ordered the hit. Hank Ron denies the charges. In 1997, Blanconelis himself was seriously wounded by gunmen linked to Tijuana's notorious drug cartel. In the past decade, at least 21 journalists have died under suspicious circumstances in Mexico. Abraham Dominguez, president of Tijuana's Editorial Cartoonist Association, says it's not just drug dealers that try to intimidate reporters. Police and prosecutors also take their shots.
Las autoridades policíacas nos han puesto cortapisa en nuestro trabajo.
He says the authorities have us pinned to the ground. They find all sorts of ways to stop us from doing our jobs. Joel Simon of the Committee to Protect Journalists in New York says it's common for authorities to pressure reporters into revealing sources and to trump up defamation charges, which in Mexico carries criminal penalties.
And most of the democratic world, defamation is not considered a criminal offense, but it is in Mexico. And journalists get hauled into court periodically. Not only are these laws still in the books, they're actually being strengthened in some states.
Journalist Isabel Arvides knows all too well about facing a libel charge in Mexico. 3 years ago, she was jailed on two counts of defamation after she wrote an article implicating the Attorney General of Chihuahua and a prominent businessman in drug trafficking. She says the Attorney General has since resigned, and the businessman is waiting extradition to the United States. But prosecutors refuse to drop the charges against her.
Esto es lo grave del delito de difamación. Porque no atiende a la verdad o la mentira. La ley
she says this is the worst part of the libel laws. It's not important whether what you said was true or not, only whether your words intended to cause harm. While most of the aggression against reporters has been in and around Mexico's northern border region, where drug mafias are prevalent, the press corps in Mexico's major cities have made some gains. Last year, the country's first office of access to public information was opened. At the time of his death, Ortiz Franco was part of a government-sanctioned committee that had recently gained access to files long closed in the 1988 death of his fellow Zeta editor. Colleagues question whether Ortiz Franco's participation in the probe led to his death. In Tijuana, family and friends laid Ortiz Franco to rest last week. His funeral procession wound its way through town, briefly stopping in front of the offices of Zeta newspaper. From the front door, publisher Jesus Blanconelis waved goodbye to a slain friend, refusing to leave the safety of his office. However, on the printed page, he didn't hold back. The next day, Blanconelis's newspaper hit the street, filled with fiery denunciations of the powerful and political that he says are suspects in the killing. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.